Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Bill Handel on demand from KFI AM 640.
Don't drive or operate heavy machinery until you know how
Bill Handel
affects you. High doses may cause mental problems.
And now, here's Bill Handel.
And it's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I want to remind you, tonight on the Tim Conway Show from 4 to 7 p.m., it's going to be an extraordinarily good show because Tim won't be there. Well, it's still going to be an extraordinarily good show, even if Tim won't be there. Tim's fill-in tonight will be up-and-coming stand-up comedian Orny Adams and his special guest, Jay Leno. So that is a show worth listening to. Also, Tim is worth listening to. I'm a huge fan of Tim, so I can say that and get away with it. Gary and Shannon are broadcasting live from Bravery Brewing in Lancaster today, and that's 9 from 1 p.m., as they do occasionally, and those are always fun broadcasts. I have told you time and time again, and we have talked about it, and you've heard news reports, and Steve Gregory has reported on the problem with L.A. County Child Protective Services. And you have those horrible stories of those kids being tortured by step-parents and moms, and these people have gone to jail for, I don't know, the rest of their lives kind of thing. And there's a real problem with L.A. County. Well, it's not just L.A. County Child Protective Services. Let me tell you what's going on in San Bernardino County Child Protective Services. They've just been sued. Federal class action lawsuit on behalf of more than 5,800 kids is alleging that San Bernardino County Children and Family Services was deemed too broken to fix by a civil grand jury. And the jury went on to say it failed to protect children under its care, and it sometimes placed them in danger. I mean, you talk about a lawsuit, and here is the evidence. Oh, no, we didn't do it. Let's say there's a defense. Well, here's some evidence. The grand jury found that you did this. 5,800 kids. And the lawsuit says that overburdened caseworkers are unable to perform required visits, inspections of foster homes. It fails to properly vet homes, families where children are placed, sometimes actually with dire consequences. We know about that. Now, it is easy to attack those social workers, like in the case of, I think, Gabriel Fernandez, where this poor kid was tortured by his parents, stepdad and stepmom. And the agency that went out, Child Protective Services, went out to the house and came home. And the child was taken away from the mother based on abuse and went back. Child Protective Services, CPS, sent the kid back. And then inevitably the child was murdered. So that's easy to attack. But the big picture is, I'm not defending those caseworkers, but I am defending caseworkers who can't do their job. And that's because they are so understaffed. To give you an idea of what this investigation has shown, and this lawsuit has, in fact, argued. Kids spend an average of 551 days in custody in San Bernardino County Agency, 104 days longer than the national average. Caseworkers in San Bernardino, well, let me put it this way. The Child Welfare League of America recommends caseloads of 12 to 15 children per staffer. In San Bernardino, the caseworkers work from 70 to 90 children each. I mean, can you imagine? Foster homes were failed to properly be vetted, required meetings and inspections, or instead perfunctory flyby visits. And I got to tell you, inadequate. No question about it. Failure of the system. But I also tell you that it is, in big picture, we just don't give these agencies enough money to hire social workers. And even when you do, they don't want to work. It's hard to find qualified people. It is hard to place them. It is hard to train them. And in some cases, the entire system, it may even be dangerous for social workers. So the whole system, top to bottom, has to change. And there are ideas out there that are brought forward that make sense. They seem to work when their pilot programs are established. But you know the problem? Two problems. Number one, they can't get enough people. Number two, there's not enough money. There isn't enough money. Oh, the state of California, the Child Protective Services of the state, the California Department of Social Services, also named as a defendant. You think that's a winner lawsuit? Yeah, I think so. I don't know if you're a fan of brunch. I am. I love brunch. It's just one of those things. I enjoy waking up on a Sunday morning. I enjoy reading the newspaper, having a cup of coffee. Sometimes early in the morning, I'll have my bagel, and it's really wonderful to have the streaks of ink on the bagel. There's just something wonderful about that. Now, on special days, I go and have brunch. Brunch actually used to be fairly cheap. Brunch at a good restaurant today is astronomically priced, especially if you go to like a major hotel, for example, that are really known for their brunches. But we're talking about regular hotels here, or excuse me, regular restaurants here. And there's a sort of a new way of doing businesses, and that is restaurant owners have really discovered brunch. I mean, not that they didn't know about brunch, but how about just brunch restaurants? That's it. They serve brunch. They're open from 9 a.m. where they serve brunch to about 3 where they serve brunch throughout the entire day. And there used to be a few of breakfast lunch places that specialize in breakfast lunch. And then they would close early afternoon and they go home and they weren't dinner places. Because usually breakfast lunches are a lot easier to make. They're a lot less complicated. People don't expect the big dinner items. But what restaurateurs are discovering is that people are looking at brunch as a 7-day-a-week event. It used to be just weekends, and it made a lot of money for restaurants. I mean, it's really profitable. Now people aren't waiting till the weekend. The ability to indulge is really all about the changing nature of how we work. Because we work more self-driven hours. And all of a sudden, we like comfort food. And comfort food, what are you eating, Tyler? Tyler's munching on something.
Ate a little breakfast burrito.
Oh, okay. Is that brunchy? I think it's fairly brunchy. Although there should be a brunchy burrito. It's a little onomatopoeic. Anyway, you go and at brunch, what do you have? Chicken and waffles. You have eggs Benedict. This story is out of the Wall Street Journal, and it talks about seafood with warm grits.
I'll take the grits, not the seafood.
I don't understand grits.
Oh, I love
Jennifer,
it.
I mean, grits.
They're so good. It's like
they're tasteless. It's like polenta. There's nothing there. Oh. You have to put all kinds of crap on it.
Okay, we're going to dinner sometime, and you're going to order all that, and I'll just take it off your plate. I'll eat your polenta,
I've had grits once in my life at a restaurant.
So good.
Once.
So good.
And no surprise, the waitress, the female server, had several teeth missing.
Because it's a Southern thing and considered a condiment down there does not mean it's all rednecks who like it. Although I am a redneck and I like
it. No, I know that. But, okay. So anyway, we can go on and talk about grits all day long. We've done this before.
We just went to a brunch for Mother's Day for my mom. You were talking about, like, the different things that are on it. And it was everything from bacon and eggs and sausage and whatever to then as you got toward the end of the line, it was green salad. They had chicken parmesan. They had some sort of pasta thingy going. And so it was kind of if you wanted breakfast or lunch.
No, it's great. No, this is
the aisle, and that was it, or the line.
And all of those are far cheaper to make. And were there grits there?
No grits.
That is correct. Why? Because people like you eat grits and people like me do not. I live here in Southern California. You grew up in Squirrel Hollow. I understand that.
Hey, my birth certificate says San Bernardino, so there. But yeah, we honestly up there, I don't remember it. But biscuits and gravy, with like that gravy that's like coagulates. It's not even runny gravy. Oh, with big chunks of sausage.
Wow. Hey, your first car, did you take it off the cinder blocks from the front wall, the front yard?
No, it was an 85 Honda Prelude.
Okay.
Red.
All right. Now, the other thing, let's go back to going back to brunch and this discovery, or actually this reinvention and moving towards just lunch, just Sunday brunch to all day or all week, is a huge profit maker for restaurants, especially. And this is, I go to brunch places all the time. When you pair it with, for example, all you can drink mimosas.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has seen that. And you wonder, how the hell do they do that? And if you go back behind the kitchen, you will see the bathtubs where they make the champagne and fill up the bottles. And people just love it. I guess if you pour enough orange juice in it, it'll kill the taste of anything. Let me give you a couple of examples before we break. There is a Gotcha's, that's his actually name, Gotcha Breakfast Bar in Atlanta. And Gotcha Hawkins was a hairstylist, and she moved from Miami to Atlanta. And she lives in a high-end black neighborhood she was living in, and there were no brunch places. She opened it up. By the way, just to let you know, she opened it up a couple of years ago. She plans to open two more locations. Michael Reed, executive chef and co-owner of Poppy Plus Rose. This is L.A., two of them. 9 to 3 p.m., launched near the Flower Market, where there wasn't brunch competition. Now there is. He has dishes like brown butter waffles. Sounds great. Mm. Brined and spice fried chicken. That sounds great. Does $3 million a year, which is pretty good. Then you've got, this one I just love. There is a national chain in Denver, opened its 60th location in Lubbock. Snooze AM Eatery. And the menu features habanero pork belly fried rice and elote breakfast pasta. Wow. That's impressive. First Watch out of Florida. I mean, let me give you an idea of what kind of success this has. It's a daily breakfast, brunch, and lunch chain, mainly brunch. French toast, breakfast tacos, granola bowls, But revenue has gone from $436 million 3 years ago to $730 million last year. Can you imagine the kind of money that brunches make? And I love brunch. Love it. I want to direct your attention to some advertisements that are springing up, particularly on the internet. One of them it's a black lady with bright colors and smiling and celebrates the arrival of some desperately needed cash. And the website of what is called, I'll tell you what it's called in a minute. This you have to know about. So the website of one of them starts with cha-ching. And there's a mom and a child who look to be jumping for joy. It's payday all day, every day. Funds are available in minutes to help pay for groceries, rent, family celebrations without mandatory fees or interest. So how do they do that? No mandatory fees or interest. So you see another app, and there's a photo of six female workers and a man laboring in call centers, nursing homes, restaurants, retail. And the voiceover says, pay bills on time, no late fees, no overdraft fees, no need for payday loans. There's a third I want to talk about, and this is backed by actor Ashton Kutcher and NBA star Kevin Durant. And they're on TikTok. There's a video on TikTok. There's a young black woman approached while she's jogging down the street. She's in jogging shorts. And you hear the voiceover, what if I told you, talking to her, what if I told you I could get you some money right now? Seconds later, she looks at the camera and goes, oh, my God. So these apps, these particular apps are called Earnin, Daily Pay, and Bridget are all examples of a product called Earned Wage Access. And this is one you probably didn't know. It has advanced $9.5 billion to consumers in 2020, because that's the last time they have numbers they put together. 56 million transactions, and this industry is growing like crazy. So it's similar to a high-cost payday loan. And we know these payday loans, the interest could be in the hundreds of percent annually. And what these apps do is offer workers emergency cash ahead of paychecks, proven upcoming paychecks. Got to prove the paycheck is coming up. And here is the problem with them. They're disproportionately used by women, especially women of color, especially single moms. Now, you would think that these women particularly are, well, they're being taken advantage of. They're really vulnerable. Because when you look at payday loans taken out by the poor, earned wage access users are usually college-educated, middle-class, full-time workers. This is a report by FTI Consulting, a consulting company. It looks at this. The typical recipient makes $50,000 a year, almost $51,000 a year, still living paycheck to paycheck, because in reality, $50,000 does not support a family comfortably, especially here in Southern California. Two-thirds of the users were women, half were people of colors. So how do these companies operate? Well, they're in a gray area of the law. They have found the loophole, and they can function like a payday lender, but no consumer protection rules like payday has. The federal government doesn't regulate them like banks. The products are free from scrutiny under the Truth in Lending Act. That, by the way, is an opinion that was written by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau during the previous administration. The companies claim no mandatory fees, no interest. Technically correct. But the sticker price, man, that's high. And there are lots of them, and most people are jumping right in who use this. In California, where most of these companies are based, regulators have started to look at this. In March, the State Consumers Protection Agency, Department of Financial Protection, released a report saying that these earned wage access apps charge an average interest rate annually between 331% and 334%. Can you imagine paying 331% every year? You borrow $100 and you are paying back $300 for that $100 you borrow. You're better off going to the mafia. You're going to pay less in VIG. And why is it so expensive? And why are people so upset about this? Well, here's what happens is they almost become addicted to these apps. One mother that was interviewed, Melissa Barola, she's 46, a mom of three adult children, single mom, makes not a lot of money, $19.50 an hour at a nonprofit. And her car broke down and she needed $500 just to get to work. This is paycheck to paycheck time. So last September, she cobbles together $500 for repairs. And she went to three different earned wage app company, each of them charging her a fee. One of them called Dave, and it's an L.A.-based neobank, backed by Mark Cuban, by the way, of Shark Tank, billionaire, also encouraged her to tip the company on top of the $7 fee she paid to get cash instantly. And there's a default on it, a $6 tip on a $100 advance. So every $100 advance, they ask for a $6 tip. And if you have $300, that's an $18 tip that you're taking out. And you would think, who does it go to? This is an app. This is what happens when you simply go on an app. It's like transferring money on a website or on just your app, your phone app. So this is a new one, Earned Wage Access, and it is an app where you go on and you borrow money against a paycheck, a proven paycheck that's coming in. And as I told you, there's three of them in the story in the Times. And usually it's a black or Latina woman, because those are the customers for the most part. Not real poor people, too. The average income of someone who goes on the app and borrows money is about $50,000 a year. But still living paycheck to paycheck. So these are ads, I mean, they're ridiculous. You see a woman jump for joy. Oh, boy, I got money. I can pay off my bills. I mean, it goes on and on, like the utter joy that people have in getting this advance on their pay. And by the way, paying it back at about 300% or more. However, and oh, by the way, no fees, no added fees and no interest, or actually no mandatory fees and no interest. So how do they make their money? Well, there are a few fees there. They charge their money by transferring the money, which means, of course, their fees. So I don't know how they get away with that. I'll tell you how they get away. It's not regulated. This stuff is not regulated. Payday loans are regulated. Certainly car title loans are regulated. This is not. This is going to slip through the cracks. Some very smart financial people are involved in this. One of them, Mark Cuban. You ever seen Shark Tank? He's one of the regulars on Shark Tank. He's a billionaire, owns the Mavericks, and is an entrepreneur of many businesses. He owns one of these, loaning money at insane prices. Now, a lot of them offer a free version of the app that features financial planning tools, but you can't get a cash advance unless you pay a subscription, which is much like what the banks do. You pay a fee, but that's regulated. I guess that's the same as a subscription. You pay an annual fee. You have a subscription. There's one backed by Kutcher and Durant. Ashton Kutcher, Kevin Durant. Names sound familiar? That charges $9.99 a month for a plus plan. People who need cash ASAP. Then you have others that offer free advances for customers if you're willing to wait up to 3 days for a bank transfer, and charge a fee if you want cash immediately. And this is much the same as a credit card. If you use a credit card smartly, you're not going to pay any interest at all. I don't care what the credit card charges me in interest, because I pay my bill at the end of the month. Now, granted, I don't spend that much on credit cards. And number two, I, thank goodness, earn a good enough living where I can do that. A lot of people can't. I understand that. And the problem is, people who can't shouldn't use credit cards at all. I mean, should literally have a checking account and send checks out money under the mattress and send it via U.S. mail and put on the envelope cash. There's cash in these envelopes. Please don't touch it. Now, I'll tell you what else the apps do, which other apps don't do. And that is they suggest that users pay tips, just like you tip an Uber driver. But these paycheck tips don't go to any worker. I mean, it's an app. There's an algorithm that runs all of this. So where do they go? They go to the company. And there's a default. In one case, it's a $6 per $100 default tip. And when you don't tip, when it's not a default, or you say no thanks and you don't tip, you actually get a ding, and you get an email saying, hey, you borrowed money from us, but you didn't tip. And you have someone who's supposedly a worker looking at you and saying, hey, you didn't tip. Please do so. And your heart sort of goes out to them. Well, my heart doesn't, but it's, you know, one message reads, and there's a woman who's interviewed for this, we really could use a tip for the last time you didn't tip too. That's allowed under the law. Wow. One of the apps tells the story of a tip going to a charity called Feeding America. Which, under the law, if you get to give them a tip of $10, they can send 12 cents to the charity, and that's legitimate. I mean, this truly is the craziest stuff in the world. You look in the cracks. Now, before we bail, Gary and Shannon are broadcasting live from Bravery Brewing in Lancaster today, starting just about now to 1 a.m. Guys, how's it going over there?
1 p.m. is probably the better time for us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say 1 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a long, that's a long day.
Who knows where the day may lead? We might be here till 1 a.m.
Could be.
So what's going on over there?
It's beautiful. The sun is out, not a cloud in the sky, nice breeze. It's the perfect day to come on out and hang out with us.
100% absolutely worth the drive to get out here. Because not only are they debuting the KFIPA that they brewed for us this year, they have an incredible pizza kitchen that they've opened up, salads, everything.
Well, and the backyard area has been built up. It is beautiful. There's plenty of shade. There's tons of sitting. There's beautiful tables. It's incredible what they've done here.
Sounds great, actually. Okay, that's Bravery Brewing in Lancaster, starting in just a few minutes, and not going till 1 a.m., because these two are just not working that hard, to 1 p.m. This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. You've been listening to The Bill Handel Show. Catch my show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.